السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تبسمك في وجه أخيك لك صدقة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this dunya is darul mihan, full of anxieties, worries, concerns, stress. And Jannah is the place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believer. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. That's the place where there will be no worry, no anxiety, no concern, no pain whatsoever. But while we are in this dunya from morning till evening, no matter how fresh we are, we have to face some kind of troubles, and it affects our emotions. So how to deal with these kind of emotions? Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect example for the ummah to follow day to day life, and his example will remain till the yawmul qiyamah, and it is the perfect example. In the verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned qawlun ma'rufun, a better word, a good word, wa maghfiratun, and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khayrun min sadaqati yatba'uha adha. It is better than that sadaqah, that charity, that donation. When a person gives to some needy or destitute person, then boast upon it, or trouble him, or insult him, or remind him, look, I gave you this much, still you're not respecting, you're not saluting me, you're not listening to me. I gave it to you, I helped you, you remember? So after giving sadaqah and charity, if he's reminding and making him humiliated in front of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, just good word is better than this kind of thousands of the dollars. A person doesn't give anything, but he smiles and say a good word. That is better than that person who gives $1,000, but then he show off or insult or humiliate after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, qawlun ma'ruf, a better word, a good word, and the forgiveness is better than that sadaqah, that charity, which brings some kind of takleef, adhan, some kind of takleef and inconvenience after giving that charity. Wallahu ghaniyun halim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very independent, and He is very, very patient. Halim, He shows and expresses the patience by saying this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated that my servant should be humble like I am humble. They should adopt my quality of humbleness. They should not show off, they should not insult or humiliate anyone. And there are so many ways of charity and sadaqah. Mainly we know is spending money. That's why we have box outside. People just come every Friday and throw some money, and they think my calamity, my sickness or any problem I am facing, through this sadaqah, my problem will be solved, or my disease will be cured, or whatever intention near, it is good. But we only depend on this kind of charity and sadaqah. That sadaqah means to give the money. But this is not the whole sadaqah. There are so many ways without paying money, without spending any single penny, a person can get reward tremendously. Sometimes in the situation and circumstances, instead of paying money, a good word is much better and higher in reward than even paying the sadaqah, the paying the money. Because at that particular time, he requires some comfort, some kind of, tasalli and okay, you will be okay, don't worry. Allah is merciful, he will sort out your problem. This kind of good words will help him out, will release some anxiety and concern. And for that good words, a person doesn't have to spend any single penny. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith that tabassumuka, your smiling, fi waji akhika, on the face of your friend, your brother, it is charity. It is charity. And it is hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, qawlu ma'rufun sadaqatun, a good word is a charity. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهِ طَلَقٍ. And one of the good act or good deed, amongst the good act and good deed is أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ, whenever you see any Muslim brother, regardless it is your close or blood brother or brother in Islam or any human being in that regard, even the non-Muslim. If you meet him with the smiling face, that will give you a reward of charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a sadaqah, the reward of sadaqah, as you're spending money. Just smiling to the Muslim brother or anyone, that is regarded as a charity, as a sadaqah. It is free of charge. وَإِن تَفْرِغْ مِنْ دَلْوِكَ فِي إِنَاءِ أَخِيكَ. And in those days, Rasulullah used to give the example, practical example among the Sahaba. The first addressee used to be Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi ajma'in. And especially in Madinah Munawwara, they were Ansar, the farmers. They used to have the farm, orchard of dates. And in every farm, they used to have the well. And they used to bring the water from the, pull the water from the well and used to garden the well. This was they used to do in normal days, everyday activity. That's why in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained and gave the example of the water, pulling out from the well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for example, you have the well and you're pulling the water with the dalwa, with the bucket, right? Dalwa is a bucket, and you pouring the water instead of in your farm. That one dalwa you putting into the bucket of someone else who is waiting in the queue. You are pulling the water, making an effort to pull the water, and you are giving that water, filling your brother's bucket. Rasulullah said that is also sadaqah. One bucket water giving to someone, that is also sadaqah. For example, brothers coming and bringing the bananas every Friday is sadaqah. Anyone can take it. Or brothers bring the, water bottles, keep it there, is sadaqah. Small item, it is sadaqah. He will get the reward for that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one of the hadith, and it is narrated by Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an. Qala Abi Zarrin radiallahu ta'ala an. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam li. That one day, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't disregard any small act or minor act. Oh, if I do like this, it is insignificant. It doesn't have any weight. I'm not going to get any reward. It is too small, too little. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Any good deed, That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zilzal, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. On the Yawm Al-Qiyamah, if a person brought one good deed in the size of mustard seed, مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, which is in, it's so little, insignificant for us, we don't regard it as a charity, as a sadaqah, as a good deed. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring forth that small, little, insignificant act also and reward on it. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تحكرن معروفا شيئا, that you should not disregard من المعروف شيئا, any good deed, don't regard it as small, it is great inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided it has done with ikhlas and with sincerity. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the action and deed and amal which is done only for the sake of Allah. That is the condition. If a person doesn't have ikhlas, in another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted, if a person is spending the gold equivalent to the Mount Uhud, can you imagine? No one has that kind of gold. No one possesses, even Qarun, right? That much of wealth, amount of Mount Uhud is spending, but is showing off. Allah said, disregard it. He's not going to get any single reward for such a great donation. Why? It is not done with ikhlas. It was not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was for the name and fame. People must regard me a generous person. He will be thrown into the hell with his all these donations. So the quantity is not required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't regard how small or how major or big it is. What is required and what is counted is your ikhlas, your sincerity. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghafari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that don't disregard any small act which is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنْ تَلْقَى خَاكَ بِوَجْهِ تَلَقِينَ. Even you see your brother or meet your brother with a smiling face. And this, Hazrat, now in this hadith, my brothers and sisters, this is the lesson for us, for all of us. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to meet any brother, anyone, male must smile to the male. Male must, should not smile to the female. That's doing opposite. You know, he's going to get sin. If it's na mahram and you smile at her, you will get the sin. That's why I say, wajhi akhaka. No, not ukhtika, not the female. Okay? Right? Keep in mind, Umalana told me in Juma time, I'm going to go to Footmax and Walmart and I'm going to smile to everyone. That is sin, my brothers. We have to lower our gaze. Don't take me wrong. What I'm saying, generally, if you smile to your brother, right, you're going to get the sadaqah. What about you go in your house and you smile to your wife? You're not going to get sadaqah. You smile to your parents, you're not going to get sadaqah. You smile to your daughter and your son, you're not going to get sadaqah. Outside, we act like we are so gentlemen. But the moment we enter into the house, our face becomes frown, sour face. We don't want to see our wife, we don't want to see the children. We're exhausted and we act like we have done such a great job. We just came home, we don't want to see anyone. That's not right. If you're going to get sadaqah by smiling to the strange person, how much of reward you will get if you smile to your old close relatives? So when you go inside the house, that's what Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated one of the hadith. Inshallah, I'll quote from it. Ummu Mu'minin and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, ma ra'aytu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustajmi'an qattu dhahikan hatta ara minhu lahwatihi innama kana yatabassamu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's habit was not to laugh out louder. LOL. You know LOL? WhatsApp, Instagram, you say LOL, LOL. Laugh out louder. You don't know. Man, you people are so innocent. Okay. So, laugh out louder, that was not the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said, he never used to laugh that his jaws, you know, can be seen from outside. Always, yatabassamu. He used to smile.